I am repeating, gloriously repeating. As Beckett puts it, failing, trying again, failing better. Repeating until it disappears, until I disappear, until you don't hear it anymore. You don't hear anymore from me. I need words to repeat. No words, no repetition. Translation is a good tournament. The game of the opposites is a good one as well. Like after this Zebart text right here, I'm not just repeating that, I'm repeating a lot of other things. Pattern coming out of my mind. They are alive and true. True since made of words, made of the same words you were made of. Don't judge me since I repeat. Don't leave me since I repeat. It's the only way I have to be born. One day, many years ago. And again, and again. I beg you for listening. I'm still here. And you are still here. And I love you as you see. As you feel. While I gloriously repeat my song. That is not a song. A song that I wrote for you without knowing who you are. How rude of me. How rude of you. To gloriously repeat yourself. But look, here is the deal. You tell me your name, and I'll sing you my song. And this will mean love forever and ever and ever and ever since. I am repeating. Gloriously repeating. As Beckett puts it, failing, trying again, failing better. Repeating until it disappears, until I disappear, until you don't hear it anymore. You don't hear anymore from me. I need words to repeat. No words, no repetition. Translation is a good tournament. The game of the opposites is a good one as well. Like after this Zebart text right here, I'm not just repeating that, I'm repeating a lot of other things. Pattern coming out of my mind. They are alive and true. True since made of words, made of the same words you were made of. Don't judge me since I repeat, don't leave me since I repeat. It's the only way I have to be born. One day, many years ago. And again, and again. I beg you for listening. I'm still here. And you are still here. And I love you as you see. As you feel. While I gloriously repeat my song that is not a song. A song that I wrote for you without knowing who you are. How rude of me. How rude of you. To gloriously repeat yourself. 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 But look, here is the deal. You tell me your name, and I'll sing you my song. And this will mean love forever and ever and ever and ever.
He came close to simply proceeding towards the mountains, into cool wilderness, but the constructs of science in his head, directed towards the diminution of disorder in our world, ran counter to that need. He came close to simply proceeding towards the mountains, into cool wilderness, but the constructs of science in his head, directed towards the diminution of disorder in our world, ran over to that need. He proceeded far from simplicity towards the mountains, outside the warmth of civilization, boundless with art and thoughts and feelings, pushed by the application of order to his too narrow circle, fleeing from it into his real needs.
He moved on, simply into the mountains, into the open, needless of protection, free of any thought and insensitive, carried away from a swollen society, world, city, order, nation, forgetful of any expectation.
He stayed paralyzed by complexity,
one of the choices in a desolate fragment, vulnerable, captive of himself, and irritable, attached to the inflated need of order, knowledge, and truth, and science,
too aware to feel anything.
He went on
like an ants, moving on a straight line,
powerful and
territorial and self-assured by cold and
independence from any form of cares and business, and always in a state of trance.
He stopped like a statue,
learned to look, lost, weak, and rooted, limited, insecure by tremors and nostalgia, and longing, and imprisoned into an order that forced him into being awake.
Broke into pieces,
scattering everywhere, sharp and dangerous, not to be holden bare hands, shiny and colorful, and free and messy, and joyfully clanging around. He held and consolidated a mess, an object, a body, world, sexual, abundant,
started touching and closing, blinded by darkness, and focused on simple actions containing a soulful space.
He realized the multitude of material graspings into a desertic solitude, no contact, no protection, a widening field of vision, a scrolling gesture, hints, cues, needed him to proceed until
he came close to simply proceeding towards the mountains, into cool wilderness, but the constructs of science in his head directed towards the mission of the story of the world, and never to that need. He perceived far from simplicity towards the mountains, outside the world of civilization, boundless with art and thoughts and feelings, pushed by the rotation of all the things to the inner circle, flicking from it into his real needs.
He moved on, simply into the mountains, into the open, endless of protection, free of any thought and necessity, free away from the small society.
He stayed paralyzed by complexity,
multiple choices of desperate
vulnerable, captive of himself, and irritable, attached to the inflated world of order, knowledge, and truth, and science, too aware to feel anything. He went on like an abyss, moving on a straight line, powerful and predatorial and self-assured by cold and independence from any form of care.
He stopped
like a statue, never to look,
sexual profundity, self touching, and forms of simple
vision, a scroll, gestures, hints, cues, needed.
to proceed until...
He came close to simply proceeding towards the mountains into cool wilderness with the constructs of science in his head, directed towards a diminution of disorder in our world, ran counter to that need. He proceeded far from simplicity towards the mountains outside the warmth of civilization, boundless by art and thoughts and feelings, pushed by an augmentation of order in his too narrow circle, fleeting from it into his real needs. He moved on, simply, into the mountains, into the open, needles of protection, free of any thought and insensitive, carried away from a swollen society, world, city, order, nation, forgetful of any expectation on him. He stayed paralyzed by complexity, multiple choices in a desolate flatland, vulnerable, captive of himself, and irritable, attached to the inflated need of order and knowledge and truth and science, too aware to feel anything. He released the multitude of immaterial graspings into a desertic solitude. No contact, no protection. A widening field of vision, a sprawl of gestures, hints, cues, needed him to proceed until...
I am repeating, gloriously repeating, as Beckett puts it, failing, trying again, failing better, repeating until it disappears. Until I disappear, until you don't hear it anymore, you don't hear anymore from me.